Okay, a guy who's in prison for killing an in-law has just inherited a small fortune from...
the in-law.
The victim.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well.
New York Post says 24-year-old Brendan Palladino serving 25 years for killing his mother-in-law during a botched jewelry theft.
Yeah, she should have never showed him the will.
Or the jewelry.
Yeah, right.
Now he's set to inherit at least $250,000 in cash and property from the victim that left behind. She actually willed the inheritance to Palladino's wife, but the wife has since passed away, leaving everything to him. Mother-in-law's sister says this is an outrage.
Yeah, I'm saying there's probably another family member that's going to, there's going to be some litigation involved here, you think?
Yeah, that's probably uh-huh. Right. Strange new law proposed by council members in the Canadian town of Marinville. The proposed law would prohibit residents from keeping 130 other species of animals other than armadillos, elephants, walruses, spiders, and kangaroos.
Oh, my.
It's a menagerie, right there. Not clear why, but the decision as to what animals were deemed dangerous or objectionable seems to have been left up to the local medical health officer. Residents who spoke to the Calgary Herald said the proposal was a waste of time. Town council says they'll review that. Well, why would an elephant be happy up there? I mean, again, I guess it's near Calgary.
Hmm.
Why would an armadillo want to be up there? Armadillos aren't smart, but they're smart enough to stay out of there.
That's
you
right.
Don't see any armadillos in Calgary, I guarantee you.
Well, but they got roads up there.
They do. So, that's it. They're drawn to roads.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Roads and headlights.
Yeah.
And firestones.
Where the rubber meets the armadillo.
Yeah. And they jump.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they do, as a matter of fact. Uh-huh. So, you know, usually it's animals and friendly, fuzzy little things. Sometimes it's roadkill. But anyway, it's time to start talking about the animal shelter in Brantons here this morning. How are you today?
All right. How are you doing today?
Good. Once again, you never know what you're going to follow here, right? Okay, so what's going on at the shelter?
Well, we got plenty of animals down there, asking everyone to come down, take a look, maybe adopt something. We got lots going on this month. Saturday the 8th, Alan Honda from 11 to 2, half-price adoptions. Alan Honda will be paying half that adoption, so you benefit from that and get half price.
They've really become good partners with you. This is, what, third or fourth time they've done this, right?
Yes, so it is.
Kind of a neat deal.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
Schlotsky's, profit share with Schlotsky's, and this is the 107 South College location. This will be January the 11th. I believe that's Tuesday, from 4 to 10. 20% of the proceeds will go towards the animal shelter. Schlotsky's is awesome, too, because they're doing this monthly.
Yeah, that's right, at University in South College, so folks will know, right.
Mm-hmm. Farmers Market on January 15th. We'll be out there once again. That's a Saturday. We'll be handing out information. We'll be selling T-shirts, leashes, collars. So come on over to the Farmers Market. You can get to know some of us. PetSmart's mobile adoption start up again on January 15th. That's a Saturday from 12 to 4. And for the whole month of January, we're offering spay and neuter rebates of $20. Your invoices, if you do get a spay or neuter during that month, must be turned in by February 15th. If you want to find out more information about any of this, just look at our website. It's all on there on our calendar. That's BrazosAnimalShelter.org, or you can give us a call at 979-775-5755.
Okay, and while pound mutts are cool to have, if you want a specific breed, really, they can just be in touch with y'all, and if that happens, then purebreds are available sometimes, and you can do that, right?
That's right. We have a breed waiting list that you can come in. If you have an approved application, you can get on that, and we have purebreds come in all the time.
So you can get that. But again, sometimes just a mutt's kind of fun, too. All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Visit folks from the shelter on Tuesdays. Also, we visit with the folks from the chamber. And Jordan's here this morning. How are you today?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. It's been a while since I've seen you.
It is. Okay. So what's happening in your world?
We actually got a lot coming up in January. You know, it was kind of slow those last couple weeks there in December, and we're finally kicking up and ready to rear for 2011. We got one thing coming up on this Saturday. In fact, it's the A&M women's basketball game. They're playing Colorado at home at Reed Arena at 7 p.m. And what we're doing is a ticket challenge. We're doing like a chamber family night out. And the top three businesses that buy tickets to this game, they're going to get a basketball that's signed by the players and the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And that the top business that buys the most tickets to this game, chamber members, of course, are going to get a 60-second promotional spot that will be aired on the Jumbotron at a future game.
Oh, very good.
It's a very good deal because tickets are discounted as well. Usually when we do these chamber nights out at like the A&M baseball game or basketball game, we usually discount the tickets with the athletic department. They're $3 general admission, $5 lower reserve. you can't beat a $3 ticket.
No, no, not at all. And pretty good entertainment. They're not doing badly.
They're pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Coach Blair, you know, always has a good team out there on the court. So, and you know, a lot of people say, well, don't you know that's the day after the Cotton Bowl? Yes, we know that. We actually had been planning this long before the Aggies were in the bowl game, so we
what? It's a 3-hour drive. You'll be back.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Okay.
That's what I tell people. If you're not going to stay the whole weekend, you got to check out at noon.
Yeah.
You can be back in time
sure.
for the game.
Absolutely.
So. And you know what? If you're going to the game and you're an employer, owner of your business, you can still buy tickets for
sure.
your employees.
Right.
You know, buy 10 tickets at $3. Send your half your company to the game. Have a fun night out. So, anyway, more information on how to buy those tickets, just go to our website, which is bcschamber.org. Or if you're having trouble, just give us a call, 260-5100. A couple other things to talk about real quick. We've talked about this a couple times. We're having great success, so we're going to keep talking about it for a few more weeks. We've launched our own job search board on our website. And if you go to bcschamber.org and click on the red button that says job board, it'll take you to all our job postings. And right now, I want to say we're in the mid-50s range, about 56 jobs posted, and we've only had this thing up about 3 weeks. So we're having fantastic results from this. We've actually had applicants already apply to jobs that have been posted.
Oh, good.
Businesses are telling me, you know, they've got people coming in saying, I saw your job on this board. So, and here's the other great thing. So it's free. If you're a job seeker out there, you're looking for a job, it's completely free. Go to bcschamber.org, click on job board. You can search all the jobs. Now, if you're a chamber member, through March 31st, we're allowing you to post as many jobs you want. If you have 50 positions open right now, come post all 50 positions. We'll get them on there. So anyway, come check that out. A few other things to put on your calendar coming up January 25th, our annual big business program, the Economic Outlook Conference. This is one of the premier, it's turned into one of the premier business events here in the area. It's going to be at the Hilton, and it goes from 7:45 in the morning to 2:00 in the afternoon. Tickets are $65. We can also do reserve tables. And if you don't know what the Economic Conference is, we just take a look at what's driving the economy right now, how it's doing, and then we also look at indicators that might predict where we're going in the future. So one of the big things we're going to be talking about this conference is the healthcare and the biomed and the corridor, all that expanding area, and how that's going to affect the community here in the next 3 or 4 years. Because, of course, with the HSC expanding, we're going to have new professors coming, buying houses, new stimulus to the economy. So even if you're not in the health industry, your business could still be affected by this. So
this is probably, I mean, I've gone to a few of these. This is probably the most exciting time right now for Bryan College Station. I can remember probably in the last 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly, there's a lot of stuff that's going on that people need to be aware of that's going to enhance. You're going to go, where are all these people coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a good way to find out.
Yes, this community is going to change a lot. And then, it already has. But it may be slow right now, but I guarantee you, you come to this, they're going to tell you things are going to look a lot different here in a few years. But interesting story real quick is I've had somebody tell me that last year we have Dr. Gaines, who's a research economist specialist. He speaks almost every year. They took some of the notes that he spoke on last year about where he thinks 2011 will be, where 2010 would be.
Right.
They went back and looked at it, and he had about two or three things that he hit dead on the head.
Right.
So if you went to this conference and you listened to some of what they were saying, your business would be in a good place right now. So if you're a business owner, you're interested in coming, check out our website, bcschamber.org. We want to thank Wells Fargo for being our sponsor for that. We've got a complete lineup of all the speakers and all that. You can also reserve tickets, 260-5200. And just put on your calendar real quick, January 11th, we got a deluxe ribbon cutting for Charles and Sue's School of Hair Design off of Briarcrest Drive there. That'll be at 4:30 on Tuesday, January 11th. And our next business hour, after hours, will be on Thursday, January 20th at Briarcrest Country Club. And that starts from 5:37. Great networking opportunity. And we want to thank the City of Bryan Council for being our Inner Circle Platinum Member, Spotlight Member this week. And again, bcschamber.org.
That's it. All right. Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate that. We visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.